Now will you notice, I'm coming now to chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. They had a good old cry that evening. Israel now has come to the place of decision. They've got to decide whether they're going to enter or not. And we are finding that Israel refuses to enter, and the reason is unbelief. They refuse to enter because of unbelief. And the writer to the Hebrews puts it just that way. In Hebrews 3, in verse 7 down to 19, you have the entire incident given. And he concludes it by saying, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. That was the thing that kept them out of the land. Now I want to read on here. Verse 2 of chapter 14. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God we died in the land of Egypt, or would God we died in this wilderness. And I'm of the opinion that at this time, poor Moses and Aaron wished they had died in the wilderness, gotten rid of them, because, my, here they go complaining again, and they do not want to enter in. Verse 3, and wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? Now notice, in the bad frame of mind that they're in, that they say that our wives and our children should be a prey. Now, the lame excuse they used was that our children will perish, and we're thinking of them. But it was a reflection on God that he was not thinking of them. And the fact of the matter is, who was it that really entered the land? Well, it was the new generation that entered the land. That new generation went in. The crowd that these old people said, well, we're thinking of them. But the fact of the matter is, God was the one thinking of them, and they were not thinking of them at all. They should have been in a position to have trusted God. Now will you notice? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, let us return into Egypt. They want to go back now. They want to turn back and return back to the land of Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he'll bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Now, these two men, Caleb and Joshua, they brought back the same report in the sense the facts were the same, but the interpretation is different. They said we can enter the land. What is the difference? God. When you see yourself in the presence of giants as a grasshopper, that's when you need God, my friend. And this is the time these people certainly needed God on the scene. And at this time, Moses is making it very clear to these people that the report is one they're either going to have to accept or reject, and that only if God will delight in them. And he can't delight in them unless they believe, unless they trust him. And verse 9, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. I think our expression today, our idiom would be, they'd be duck soup for us. Now will you notice, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord's with us, fear them not. This is a difference between faith in God and those that do not have faith in God.